الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها 4 حرم ذلك الدين القيم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. In this ayat karima, Allah Ta'ala says, undoubtedly the number of months by Allah Ta'ala, in the knowledge of Allah, in the planning of Allah, in the creation of Allah, ithna ashara shahran, are 12 months. Minha arba'atun hurum. There are 4 months which are the sacred months, which are the months which we are in. We have just started now, Dhul-Qa'adah. And then the month that comes after this, Dhul-Hijjah and Muharram. 3 months here. And the other month is Rajab, which is the 7th month, which comes before Sha'ban. Afterwards, that month comes there. So these 4 months, they are minha arba'atun hurum. Dhalika dinul qayyim. That is the firm and established system of Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. ذَلِكَ فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. So do not do any wrong to yourself. These months are very sacred. The reward of good deeds during this month are multiplied very greatly also. And the sins also are also much more greater in this month. It is mentioned that committing a sin during these 4 months is like a person committing a sin in the state of Ihram, in the Haram of Makkah. To commit a guna in the Haram Sharif, how, what a big guna. And while being in Ihram, and we are not aware of these 4 months. And how many of us, we are so much involved in so much guna, especially with the cell phone, our language, our eyes, and these gunas are very terrible. During these months, they are even more. The normal system is, when a person intends to do any good, he gets the sawab already. When he does the good, then Allah gives him the reward even more. And then according to the quality of sincerity, it is multiplied and it is made much more. And if a person thinks of committing a guna, it's not written. When he commits it, once then it's written. But during these 4 months, the rewards of a good amal are also multiplied very greatly. And the sins are also much, much more greater. So we should be much more on our guard with regard that we do not commit any sin during these months. Imam Abu Bakr Jassas, rahmatullah alayh, in his Ahkamul Quran, has written that any good deed that a person performs in these months, it will become his habit for the rest of the year and then consequently for his whole life. So there are many things that we would like to get into our lives, making namaz with jamaat, with takbir-e-ula, etc. Some of us would like to start with our tahajjud, some of us, whatever. If you do it in these months, it will remain with you forever. And what bad deeds a person gives up, and he takes that little extra effort to make sure he doesn't commit those sins, those gunas, he will get saved during the rest of the year, the rest of his life he will get saved. So these are very, very precious months. This ayat, Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala has revealed, the shan-e-nuzul, the occasion for the revelation of this ayat was that the idolaters of Makkah Sharif, the Quraysh, they had changed the religion of their forefather Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salam. And he had particular reference that during these 4 months, these months were sacred, so no fighting was permitted during these months. But fighting, warfare, had become second nature of the Arabs. Their pastime was warfare. So if they were going to fight and the sacred month came, then they will change it. They say, now this month is not sacred, it's some other month. And in this way, they had made lot of changes. And also, if the 4 months were sacred, so they say we'll maintain 4 months. But they would even move 1 month, make it ahead, another, change the names of the months also. just to fit in, that they can go, they can have warfare. And in case it were happen that the 12 months were coming to an end and they still wanted to fight another 2 months, they say this year is 14 months in the year. We're increasing it. So all this wrong practices, and very relevant, we should remember, this is, we might think, how stupid, how can people do that? But Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, a few ayats before this, Allah Ta'ala says that of those people who take the Ahbar or Rahban, the priests and the rabbis, they make them gods besides Allah Ta'ala. اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله. They made the Ahbar and the Rahban, the priests, the Christians, and the rabbis of the Jews, they made them gods besides Allah Ta'ala. This the ulama explained, it wasn't that they started worshipping them, making sajda to them, etc. That was not the case. What did Allah refer to that they had changed, that the people took them as gods besides Allah? The meaning and the reference to this is, they changed the laws and the deen of Allah Ta'ala. That is, what things like, for example, the Jewish people, on Saturday, fishing was forbidden for them. So they made some plan, and they made it that they put a net, etc., and they caught the fish. So all this type of thing, in order to suit the people, and they sold the deen of Allah. They took money from the people, and they changed the deen of Allah Ta'ala. So this happened. The pagan, the idolaters of Makkah Sharif also changed. And then Allah Ta'ala explains that before that, the Christians and Jews also changed their religion. And there is a great warning for us that no matter how great an alim can be also, whoever changes the laws of Allah Ta'ala, the same ruling applies there also. Anything which Allah has made strictly forbidden, like for example, interest is haram. There is no two ways about it. Now we come out with side ways of Islamic banking and Islamic financing. It is completely haram. That is changing the law of Allah Ta'ala. And this is very, very dangerous. Photography is totally haram. There are no two views about it. It's one view only, and if somebody now, it's 12 o'clock in the day, the sun is out, and somebody says that it's night now, and we say you must you must appreciate that view. You must also, because there is another view also. That is not a valid view. That is a complete, baseless, stupid view. If there is a man and you say it's a woman, it's a stupid view. It is not accepted whatsoever. Valid differences of opinion are all the time accepted. We find, alhamdulillah, here in the madrasa, we have got students who are Hanafi, Shafi, Maliki, all mazhabs they are here. And we appreciate everyone performs his namaz in his way. No problem whatsoever. And in fact, in the sabak, in the hadith sabak, by us, according to our system, the hadith is not taught basically as hadith, but as fiqh. And the rules and the laws of the, from the, which come out from the hadith, those which are explained. Exam papers which are set, exam questions, that the Hanafis have got this view, but this hadith says opposite. So how do you explain it? Shafis have got that view, they are respected, they are entertained also. But views that are not legitimate, views which are not acceptable, which are not valid, those are not accepted whatsoever. So, and anyone who changes, and as we see here, the Jews and Christians change their laws. The pagans who claim themselves that they are on Millate Ibrahim, they're following the religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam, they change their laws. So Allah is warning us that this ummah don't fall into the same sin. And it is very clear, Allah Ta'ala says, يُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا. On the same basis of the Quran, Allah misguides many people. So it's not difficult to understand that with having the knowledge of the Quran, and a person is misguided. It is very important to see that our aqaid and the correct beliefs are there. Also, Allah Ta'ala, in the Hadith Sharif, إن الله يرفع بهذا الكتاب أقواما. On account of this kitab, the token of the kitab, Allah raises nations. وَيَضَعُوا بِهِ آخَرِينَ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. And by the same kitab, Allah destroys, humiliates, and nations are brought down completely. So the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says also, that Allah Ta'ala وَيُضِلُّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمِهِ, that Allah Ta'ala makes people on using their knowledge, Allah Ta'ala makes them go astray. So which is very important, the basic laws of deen is not only known to the ulama, but to the public also. It is clear cut. And where these laws are changed, and no matter who changes them, they are not acceptable. And if we follow the wrong laws, this is the same as the Jews and Christians. They worship their priests and their rabbis. It does not mean they made sajda to them. They accepted the law of Allah, which was contrary to the religion. And then the pagans, the Arabs, idolaters, they changed Millat Ibrahim also. Allah is warning us. So that is the basic reason why these ayat were revealed. Now we can understand. Allah Ta'ala says that inna iddat ash-shuhuri 'inda Allah 12 shahran, that the number of months by Allah Ta'ala are 12 months. So they made it 14 months sometimes. Allah says there is nothing like that. No 14 months and that. The law of Allah has always been it's 12 months. Minha arba'atun hurum. There are 4 months which are the sacred months and they were defined. The month which we are in, Zulqa'dah, the coming month Zulhijjah, and then Muharram. These 3 months and Rajab. And they used to change. And they put and they gave Ramzan another name. And they put it somewhere else, they put this man somewhere else, this man, Allah says nothing like that. That fixed system of Allah Ta'ala. Minha arba'atun hurum. ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ. That was the established deen and the system of Allah Ta'ala. Right before even Allah created the heavens and the earth, it was by Allah Ta'ala. أَرْبَعَةٌ ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ. That was the established. And when يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, and when Allah created the heavens and the earth, that same system which was in the knowledge of Allah, that same system came, and the earth, these 4 months were the sacred months. So we must be very careful. That is on the basis on which Allah made this ruling. And then the principle of it, we should not change the deen of Allah Ta'ala in any way. What is haram is clear cut haram. And a person has to accept it as haram, and he cannot make it halal. Even to entertain that there is another view is totally wrong. It is qat'i haram, totally haram. What Allah has made haram, these things are completely haram, and a person must be very careful, otherwise we fall in the same sin of taking our ulama as gods besides Allah. When they change the deen, and no matter who it can be, whoever changes the law of Allah, he is guilty of that. So that is one. The other, the revelation of these ayat is to tell us the great auspiciousness and the greatness of these days. Normally we are unaware. Many times we hear kar guzari of jamaat that they say they went to a certain place and the people did not even know it's Ramadan. Or they knew it was Ramadan, but they didn't appreciate, they weren't fasting, no Taraweeh, nothing. Many years ago, in America, long before the work of Tabligh had started, there was no Jummah also. Jummah they should make on a Sunday. They should say, we are too busy, we are doing two shifts, we can't manage to make Jummah on Jummah. So they were making it on a Sunday. That was totally unacceptable. You can't change the deen of Allah. So Allah reward Jamaat who went, made effort, and today Alhamdulillah, in the whole world, Jummah is on Jummah, day of Jummah. No matter how busy people are, but Jummah is on the day of Jummah. That is how it must be. And that must be maintained, the system of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So any case, many times we hear that people don't know the value, and we also like sort of pass a remark, poor people, they don't even know it's Ramadan, they don't observe Ramadan. We should think what remarks we should be passing on ourselves, that these Ashhur-e-Hurum, the sacred months, are so valuable, but we are also not aware. Like they are not aware it's Ramadan, people are not aware it's Jumu'ah, other big nights, other big occasions, people are not aware. We also are not aware of these 4 months. And today is the third of Zulqa'dah already. Hey, how much did we appreciate this month? This 3 days, how much are we appreciating? The day of Jumu'ah. How much of us appreciate the day? The day of Jumu'ah is an Eid, more greater than the other two Eids also. Really the joy should come when Eid day come, the whole house is awake at night. Everyone is talking and it's everything, whether it's the Qurbani animals which are there, whether it is the new clothes on the Eid of Ramadan, whatever, but there is an environment. For Jumu'ah, what environment? What do we feel? And it comes in the hadith, it is an Eid more greater than the other two Eids also. It is Sayyidul Ayyam, the king of all the days. We should be feeling the joy for Jumu'ah. And then the whole day of Jumu'ah, our attitude should be that this is a great day. But we unfortunately, the same with this Ashhur-e-Hurum, the sacred month. How many of us appreciate that these are those great months? And then what to be done in these great months? What should we be doing? That also, how we are not even aware. We have got no idea. Allah give us tawfiq to understand. Consequently from there, we see that our whole life is valuable. Every moment in our life. Then, every day, the time before Maghrib, between Asr and Maghrib, and particularly before Maghrib, that time is more valuable. The time of Tahajjud is so valuable. The whole night is time of Tahajjud. But the last part of the night is so valuable. How much of us appreciate? And then the day of Jumu'ah that comes, which is so valuable, every moment of the day of Jumu'ah, that we shouldn't be having any time. In fact, what normally we do as routine, we should try and postpone it for a day later or bring it a day before. Jumu'ah's day, we leave it exclusive for the ibadat of Allah. And one of the special ibadats of the day of Jumu'ah is salawat ala nabi. How many think for ourselves? Today half of the day of Jumu'ah is gone, more than half. Did I read one time Durood Sharif? Hey, what is my appreciation? And we are reminded so many times of salawat ala nabi. But how much are we appreciating? So the day of Jumu'ah, and then comes the 4 months which are so valuable. That year in this month, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayh has quoted in Behishti Zewar, in these 4 months, a person who will keep Roza Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Just 3 days, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. So there are about 16, 18 weekends we will get, depending how the days fall. A person who keeps these 3 days Rozas, he gets the sawab of 700 years of ibadat. 3 days of Roza and 700 years of ibadat sawab. But we are not even aware of it. And it is so much out of our mind. Many good people, ulama, when they hear this, then they want reference. Is it? Can it be that 3 days Roza and 700 years ibadat? And generally, we are unmindful. Like if how many of us still Ramadan, the virtues of Ramadan, we are unmindful of. The virtues of Quran Sharif, what a great kitab, we are unmindful of it. So Allah Ta'ala, we haven't related ourselves with our deen. One person put it very nice, and he said that Corona came and the whole world heard the word Corona. The people right in the jungles also, they also heard about Corona, whether they did anything about it or not, but everyone heard Corona. We actually had to promote La ilaha illallah, that everyone in the world should have heard it. And we should have been promoting La ilaha illallah. Qulu La ilaha illallah tuflih. We should have been going in the whole world, but we are forget La ilaha in the virtues of it. The more very basic things also we are not aware of. So we have to learn our deen and then bring it into our lives. These are the things. Today we, as youngsters, how many of us ask anyone about the cell phone, about how to do this, how to do that? They will tell you miles ahead all the things. Little children will know about the cell phone so much, which we, after they explain it to us so many times, we still can't understand. But they are so well conversant with it, about cars, how they know about cars, etc. But when it comes to our deen, how many of us, we will know how many soccer players, we will know how many film stars, but when it comes to the family of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we won't even know that how many children he had. We won't even know the names of the children. So deen, we are very, very, it shows, and we would like to regard ourselves that we are pious people, we are ulama, and we are learned people, but this is our condition. Then the rest of the ummah, and then when we see the condition of the ummah in the world, it's understood. Clearly it is understood what the condition is. So Allah make us that we come to our deen. So the value of these days, and then the value of doing the amal during these days. So it is Ramadan, it is the day of Jumu'ah, then it is the sacred month, then the month of Ramadan. And nobody can fully know what great, great treasures Allah has kept in every moment of Ramadan. How we should try and appreciate the whole month of Ramadan. These 4 months, that the rozas of the Thursday, Friday and Saturday. And then when the 6 rozas of Shawwal, though they are not Ashhuri Hurum, but they are so valuable, you get the sawab. If you keep them, it is like you kept the whole year roza. And then the 10 days of Zulhijjah, which will come, the most greatest days of the year. The greatest nights of the year are the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And the greatest days are the 10 days of Zulhijjah. Every day's roza is equal to keeping 1 year's roza. Hey, what an opportunity. Then till the 9th, the 10th is Eid, it is haram to keep roza on the 10th, but the 9th, that all this, and the 9th roza, and the greatest day in the year is the 9th of Zulhijjah, Yawmul Arafah. That is the greatest day in the whole year. And the greatest night in the whole year is Laylatul Qadr. We don't know exactly which is Laylatul Qadr, but Yawmul Arafah, we know. The 9th of Zulhijjah, we all know. And the Laylatul Qadr, well, consequently, we don't know, but all the odd nights are valuable. And every night, even the even nights of Ramadan, then there is Laylatul Jaiza, then there is the night before Eid, which is actually the night of Shawwal, when Eid Ramadan is finished. The value of that, the morning of Eid day, great, great day. And the 10 days of Zulhijjah, every day's roza is equal to 1 year's roza. And every night's ibadat is equal to the ibadat of Laylatul Qadr. And so these great occasions, but unfortunately, we are just passing our lives. When morte will come and reality will open, we will see that. But of course, then it will be too late. Very fortunate are those, and also unfortunately, always it's few people who will take heed. And they are the fortunate ones who in their lifetime take heed of this and make hay while the sun shines. While we have the opportunity, we make our ibadat and we go towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So these are very, very great and valuable days. We should try and value them thoroughly. So we should try and keep our roza, eschew them, and any case, this Thursday, Friday, Saturday are nafal roza. If a person doesn't keep, no guna whatsoever. But when we have the opportunity and the reward is so great, and when we can manage it, we should not hold back. We should keep those rozas. And mashallah, there are students who keep many rozas. Monday, Thursday rozas. There's one student who keeps every second day roza. Somi Dawoodi, one day roza, one day no roza. So there are many students who what all our studies, and they excel in their studies also. with their rosas, they are not kept back. They are keeping their rosas, and in fact, all the studies will shine out more with rosa and with the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. If somebody is really physically weak, mentally, and by keeping rosa, then it affects his academic performance. Then such a person should not keep rosa. While we are students, our studies are the most important. To acquire knowledge and acquire it properly and the solid knowledge, that is the basis of our deen. And Allah has given us this opportunity, we should give full preference to that. So these are great days that Allah Ta'ala has brought for us, and we should try and observe these days, try and make the ibadat of Allah. And one of the major things is to stay away from sin at all times. And during these days, as we mentioned, that committing sin in these days is like a person who is in the state of ihram, and in the haram of Makkah is committing gunas. How terrible it is. We may be here, wherever we are in the world, and we are committing guna, it is like in ihram we are, and right in the haram of Makkah, and we are committing guna. So we should be very particular. And what a great, great benefit that if we stay away from these gunas during these months, Allah will save us for the whole year. And then it will become our nature. In order to do ibadat of Allah, to become righteous, obedient servants of Allah, to stay away from guna. One level is that a person understands, I must not commit guna, it is wrong, I must not disobey Allah, I must fulfill the commands of Allah Ta'ala. But it is like a weight on that, he is under pressure, because his nafs just wants to do opposite. This person has to make his islah, that he becomes like motivated. By nature he just does the right thing, and it's not difficult for him. But then too, such a person will also falter. And when a person makes more effort after his islah of gaining nisbat with Allah, connection with Allah Ta'ala, and he gains the love of Allah, and now he starts making his ibadat in the love of Allah, that person can excel. And he won't give up also. Because what you do with love, it's your passion, it's your desire, a thing that is your hobby. Nobody has to tell you to do it. You are just eager to do it. So we have to make effort on our deen till our deen becomes like our hobby. And we just enjoy doing deen. And we just cannot tolerate anything that is against deen. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahmatullah alayh, he just couldn't see a Christian. He said, a person who associates partners with Allah, I can't even look at such a person. How much of the love of Allah had come into him. So this, and today we, all soccer matches and commentaries and all the filth and dirt, films we are watching, videos we are watching, and it means nothing to us. We don't feel anything. So he said, we have to check our iman very greatly, that what is the condition of our iman. So these are great days which Allah has blessed us with. Let us acquaint ourselves with the knowledge of what these days are and observe the days also accordingly. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.